Hey, Sarah.
Hey.
Good question. No bothers. Relating to your current job. Quick question. Do you have a paid Smartsheets account?
I don't know.
Okay, you will shortly then. I'm gonna arrange it because in order for you to properly use Smartsheets for staffing,
because it's so slow and hard.
No, forget about slow. You can't. We're gonna be using two or three sheets for caregivers.
All right, cool.
So if you don't have a paid account, you have to sort each one and filter each one individually. It's nuts. So I will arrange it. Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks.
Bye.
Oh, Yona. Hello?
Yep, I'm here.
Okay. We sent you a message for the OBRA waiver. Do we...
I put it in yesterday. It would be considered the same thing as Medicaid and HHA. Yes, what's your question?
So the question is, do they have to be 21 even if they have the OBRA waiver? Or because the OBRA waiver starts at 18, and I have someone that was 20 looking, and they're... brother is with us already. The mom's the caregiver, and she wanted to start her other son. He has a child's Medicaid, 20, with the OBRA waiver, though. So I'm not sure if being we take the OBRA, is it contracted to us regardless of whether or not he adult Medicaid?
First, the OBRA waiver starts at 18. The CCHC waiver starts at 21.
Right.
But we're both adult waivers. There's no issue with us even servicing a child. There's two other issues with servicing a child. One is we're not officially contracted with those waivers right now. And second is that in order to service a child, forget about even that almost no child waivers have actual home care hours. But besides that, even if you find some weird setup, that in order to do that, you need like super careful child background clearances, first of all, for the whole office, and then for literally anyone involved. You have to be really, really careful when anyone
right.
in the house, and you're like responsible for a lot more. It's kind of not worth it. However, 18 is 18.
So we're good. So I just didn't know if it's a different contract, being the Medicaid specifically says HCBO1 children. And then it's the regular OBRA waiver, you know. So,
As far as I'm aware, it's fine. The CHC, it's not that we don't service CHC
under
21.
It's just that they don't. Yeah,
correct.
I get that.
It's that there is no CHC under 21. OBRA is set up slightly differently, by the way. The way OBRA works is that it's given at 18 because in order to be on OBRA waiver, you need a big disability that manifests prior to 21. You understand?
Understood.
So, yeah, but you would still only get the OBRA waiver starting from 18. It's
okay.
Just slightly, yeah, we can service it no problem, as far as I'm aware.
All right. I'll take it then. Thank you.
Go for it.
All right, bye.